been able to get some of your calls made to the plane.
I called Maxfield last night.
Yeah.
And was divided.
Is he thinking he's gonna try to get the into some of the the problem you have is the problem of the hearing, both Fulbright and Morgan, and of course we just got to get that turned off.
But
did you talk to Mansfield about that?
I talked to Mansfield and I said, look, this is a very delicate period, and everything you can do to get the hearing turned off. I didn't know that Morgan wanted to do something too.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to, but he's got a bunch of radicals on the committee, and so he's being focused.
And,
how did you explain to Mansfield?
Well, I said that, this is what he had wanted from the beginning, and they've now done it, and I'm here for it, and I'll be coming to see you, and I'll hold it, and I'll be here for it.
Did you tell him that you wanted a briefing first and then I briefed him first?
I told him that and he said, he's in no hurry about these briefs. I could call him on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but if I wanted to wait until after the second marriage, he was fully on his
way. So he was fully responsible, right?
That's right.
Well, he wasn't up to all like this. You see, some of these guys are getting a little silly, like Humphrey and I don't see it. I don't don't know what you're up to out there, because you're at Palm Springs, but I
think this is a thing. I think, Mr. President, that it would be helpful if this had gone off when you saw on television.
If it had gone off?
That's right.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because people wanted to be, but they're sort of puzzled. They don't quite understand.
Okay.
But there isn't the insane emotion. I mean, when I go to dinner parties here, I was at a dinner party last night. Mike Wallace happened to be in town.
Oh, yeah.
He was there. But after the muffling he had gone, the president must want more than anyone else, that basically came out the right way.
Yeah.
So that I think that if you went on television, now it's set.
Yeah, that's the damn good thing I didn't go on at the beginning. I would have heard all this stuff right there. You see, it's the debate that's still pretty bad. But now that the field is just beginning, that in the last two or three days, now we have filled it with this one announcement.
Exactly. But what the thing that we must absolutely do this is the thing that worries me about this thing. I mean, that's wrong. You are being here, but we have to avoid voting. About a victory.
Don't worry, nobody's going to vote it. You can't control the time of the Senate. You just understand that.
Except that it's really very dangerous. If a lot of them get out, they're going to get these guys again. It's going through 3 days of losing their mantles when they get there.
I don't think on the other hand, Henry, you've got to make these calls because these people are our friends and they've got to deal with the. Letting them know I'm in on the game.
Right.
There's nobody around here that would vote. I mean, Rogers is out of town, and Laird is out of town, Rush isn't going to say anything. Nobody from Warren isn't saying anything. It's simply telling. We've got to be really heavily controlled.
Right.
But I can't guarantee the Congress will come here, that's for sure.
They should be encouraged, so to say, I really think it would be.
All it can do is to tell what the announcement is. They have to know that.
Right, that's it. But I think it's going to quiet it down.
Well, you make your call, and I'll call you later. See how